Hello, everybody. Leon back here again with episode 156 of the Leon LeGrand podcast. Oh, my goodness. And happy Monday. I'm recording this on a Monday, launch this on Tuesday. By the time you get this next episode coming on your way, oh, my goodness. I've been very, very busy. Haven't got around to launching my podcast on Friday, and I wanted to release Friday's episode, but work came about, and I decided to go for a few runs to completing a Instacart gig that I was doing. So that's what's been going on for me recently, and I will be talking about that on my next episode, on episode 157 of the podcast coming up. And I can't wait to tell everybody what the heck is Instacart, and for those that are listening to me internationally, what is Instacart all about? And so today we're going to get into some real talk, and today I wanted to share a bit of news, what's been happening, pretty much things that's been going on up in the Great White. I'm talking about Canada, Bill C-10, and this is going to be really, really juicy here, juicy and scary news that's coming up on what's going on in the Broadcasting Act of C-10. And so we're going to get started. So before we do, I want to go ahead and bring my attention towards two of my sponsors today. And that right there is Zenni. Zenni, I've been talking about Zenni for a while. If you've not heard about Zenni's, I wear those glasses to protect myself. And those glasses help me whenever I am working on my computer, playing video games, and all the sorts right there too. And that's been a big, big deal for me. And first of all, with all the work I do, Zenni's has been a great help. And I am not frying my eyeballs all freaking day. And if you are working on your computer, gaming on your computer, or whatever you're doing, Zenni's is the glasses. It has anti-blue light protection, and it works great, and studies has already shown that it's takes a whole effect of your eyes, and it just does definitely diminishes your vision throughout the long run too. And also, but age does affect it as well too. So if you're working, you definitely have to be careful with your vision throughout the long haul here, because to a point, by the time you get older, and if you're working on a computer as well, definitely you have to protect your vision and your eyes as well too. And Zenni's has been something I've been loving so far. I've been wearing my Zenni's glasses for a while, and I've been using my Zenni's sunglasses, which has anti-blue lights protection as well. And I love them. Love them, love them, love them dearly. So go ahead and check them out. I'll have the link down in the show notes below. Lastly, and not least, I wanted to go ahead and thank Scooch Case for your partnership. And Scooch, if you've not heard about Scooch, it is a great protection for your phone. If you have Samsung Galaxy or an Apple iPhone, this is great for protection. I love the case. I've had it for over a month, and it is the best thing that you do for your protection. I've had made a review about it on my blog over a month ago, and I definitely recommend taking a look and a read up on Scooch Case for the iPhone SE 2020. And by far, I've had a great had a great use to this case. I loved it, and the best part about it, this is not just a case alone. You can use it for a stand, which it is perfect for whatever situation that you're using. So instead of leaving the phone flat on the desk, you can just angle it, and you can just leave it standing up in case if you have to look down on your phone instead of having to look flat down or having to tilt your phone every time, which I think it is perfect. And for me, having a phone like that is absolutely amazing. Well, with that said, check out Scooch Case. Take a read down below on the Scooch Case review, and that right there, you will love it. Oh Canada, oh Canada, goodness gracious, what have Canada has become? So that is the question that I have on today's topic. Canada C10, Canadians Bill C10 is another form of regulation. And way where I've read this, and of course I'll be going into the bill bit by bit, and to me this doesn't surprise me what Canada has become. And tell you the truth, the more I hear about things, what's going on in Canada, the rough lockdowns, what they've been doing, and what they've been doing for the sake of protecting people due to a virus, I kind of get very eerie of what they're trying to do. And to me, not in a good way, I do not like it too. And to me, and I promise that this episode is going to be more about the bill than anything about Canadian politics, which I promise all you listeners, which I will just divert my attention towards here on this episode. But again, this is very important topic, and with so much rules in place, it's a rule, but with everything going on with so many regulations, I mean, for me, C10 is just another step of attacking online freedoms in general. And I will go step by step of what I mean by attacking the freedom. And first of all, Canadians' charter, what I've understood, their charter, pretty much one of their first charters or first amendments on there is pretty much the protection of free expression, which in that sense, the free expression pretty much protects the rights for anyone to speak out freely. So that's what that bill protects. Pretty much it's about free speech. And it's just pretty much similarly like the U.S. bill, Constitution, which the First Amendment is pretty much the free and open expression of speech, pretty much, which that's something that I have here in the United States. And so that's what C-10 is all about. House of Commons of Canada, Bill C-10, an act to amend the Broadcasting Act and to make related and consequential amendments to other acts. So reading on this bill here, going down here too, so I'm going to read this part by part here. So reading on the summary, this enactment amends the Broadcasting Act to, among other things, A, add online undertaking for the transmission or retransmission of programs over the internet as a distinct class of broadcasting undertakings. B, update the broadcasting policy for Canada set out in Section 3 of that Act by, among other things, providing that the Canadian broadcasting system should serve the needs and interests of all Canadians, including Canadians from radicalized communities and Canadians of diverse ethnocultural backgrounds, and should provide opportunities for Indigenous persons programming that reflects Indigenous cultures. And that it is in Indigenous languages, and programming that is accessible without barriers to persons with disabilities. Whew. Okay, so that was quite of a long stretch here of reading. But we're going to get this through. So just so I can break this down little by little. C, specifically that the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, communications must regulate and supervise the Canadian broadcasting system in the manner that I, or excuse me, one takes into account the different characters of indigenous language broadcasting and different conditions under the broadcasting undertakings that provide indigenous language programming operates. Well, so this right here, this is, let me just stop right here before I continue on forward. So right over here, right off the bat, so what they are trying to do, which I could, what I'm reading right here, this moving forward on B, summary B right here, which with all this fancy language that they are adding right here. So just to put it in layman's terms for those that are trying to understand this bill, and as from what I can understand, which what in this bill there's what they're trying to do is regulate, trying to regulate the internet and trying to protect like the ethno-cultural backgrounds and to provide opportunities for indigenous persons. So right off the bat, right here too, as far as I can see, so radicalization, which I see from here, it says from radicalized communities and Canadians of diverse ethno-cultural backgrounds. So this is the part, when I read this a few days ago, one of the things that kind of hit me was, one, I don't know how they're going to, supposed to regulate this, or supposed to protect indigenous people from radicalized communities. And that's one of the things I've don't understand too much, what which I, from my understanding on the bill, is that they're trying to protect indigenous people. How they're going to enact this, or how they're going to find out that who are these radicalized people, that who are they hurting? See, that's one thing that doesn't make tons of sense in this bill. But from what I've understood a lot more on the Sun, or the Toronto Sun, on that article right there too, which really what the bill actually much morely represents is pretty much more internet censorship, pretty much taking the roots, or taking the probably the same concepts what they describe is the Chinese firewall. And so what they want to do is have a Canadian style firewall that you, there are communications that are very much regulated from whatever these radical groups are. And in the bill right there too, it doesn't say specifically which radicalized groups. And so I think whatever it is, probably, who knows, racism or conspiracy theories, whatever this may be. So that's one of the bills that doesn't make tons of sense when you go on and read this right here too. And let me just get on to table of contents, which actually this should tell everybody what this is about. An act to promote the efficacy and adaptability of the Canadian economy by regulating certain activities that discourage reliance on electronic means of carrying out commercial activities, and to amend the Canadian Radio, Television, and Communications Act, the Competition Act, the Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, and the Telecommunications Act. Okay, which pretty much the way I see with this here, when you further read onto this, they're trying to regulate the internet, similarly like the television or the radio. And to me, that's where it doesn't, the how they're regulating right there, this will not work 100%. And someone that is just looking in a personal freedom perspective and trying to share information abroad right there too, because that's one I can see right there, that's how they're gonna push this. It's beyond me. I can't really describe it that well. And to me, I don't know how well this is going to be passed. And honestly, I wish I were, if I knew about this bill soon enough, I would have talked about a week ago, much earlier than what I'm talking about right now too. But again, this is what they're trying to do. And then the thing about this is that the Canadian government is trying to act like they're trying to do the right thing into getting our getting to help out anyone that is or trying to stop anyone that's spreading misinformation. So that's where I'm getting right at right here too, because the thing is though, how are they supposed to know? You know, because here's the thing. I say about this too. This is just more regulation, and to me, the fact is that the government is doing tons of things to regulate the internet, stopping misinformation. Which to me, I don't think that's not even the government's job to do, is to stop people from saying what they should say too. Look, there are, sure, I will say that there are tons of crazy people, but I just don't think they should really control what it should be said from what the open internet stands for. And to go much further right here too, what I've continued on and read on through this bill, which I'm reading on number 2, subparagraphs 3, 1D, 2 of the act of replaced by the following, which actually I'm going to go and go on to number 3, which it says here, through its programming and the employment opportunities arising out of its operations, serve the needs and interests of all Canadians, including Canadians from radicalized communities and Canadians of diverse ethnocultural backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses, abilities and disabilities, sexual orientation, gender identities and expressions, and ages, and reflect their circumstances and aspirations, including equal rights, the linguistics, duality, and multicultural and multiracial nature of Canadian society, and the special place of Indigenous people within that society. Okay, let me just stop right here. Now, I want just to add further context to this bill. And so, the way I've understood, like, what I mentioned, like, first of all, what they wanted to do is, first of all, how they want to break this down on this bill, it's pretty much consensus. It's pretty much about broadcasting consensus only, which, first of all, yes, you are broadcasting communications and messages, and that's what the internet has right there too. But again, this is not television, you know, this is the internet, for goodness sakes. Like I've said before, they want to have control of communications. And so if this were to pass, and let's just say, I'm sure most likely they may end up being override and not get this passed. Let's just say it doesn't. That's one thing Canadians should really watch out for. And that's where I think it comes down to, because what they're trying to do is protect communities of from the bill which I've read, from the people of communities of multiracial abilities and disabilities and age. Like, here's the thing, what's the ramifications of what is supposed to be said on the bill? So that's where I don't think a lot of it comes together. And for me, if that's where something were to say, like, hey, you're not supposed to say this and you're not supposed to say that, you know, you're not supposed to say this kind of humor, and just, let's just say hyperbolically, this were to be the case, I don't know. But again, this is pretty much a very a broad and difficult bill to go and read through. Again, this is very much lawyer speak, and for me, I do hope that somebody can read this through and see that this is not a bill I would ever support if I was a Canadian, right? Again, they're talking about having massive control, and that's the thing too. I don't get involved into too many international politics, and to me, I don't discuss politics in my channel all that much, except the only thing I talk about is technology relations or telecommunications wise. But however, since this is very much inclined, pretty much intertwined with both technology and politics, I have to discuss it because I think the bill on its own, it is pretty insane. It is pretty loony. This is, I think, the bill right on itself, I don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to pass. Well, I do hope somebody out there will, reads up to this bill knows that this is a very bad idea on in context alone. Because I know that in the past, when I used to get very much involved with politics a couple years ago, I remember Canada, the Canadians Liberal Party would pass, have a passing favor of passing bills that will suit their own agenda, right? And to me, I don't agree with what's been happening, and especially throughout what we're experiencing in the Western world, where there was bills passed. Like I remember a time back in 2016 where there was a bill called C-16, and C-16 was supposed to be a bill that's supposed to protect the LGBT communities and what form of speech that you shouldn't say, which then again, the bill gets to a very deep context of what's that supposed to be about. And also, if you were to post, let's say that if you were to deny people a room or a service, and if that owner or their landlord there in Canada didn't want that person to live there because of that person, well, guess what? That person would get sued over for her not to take that transgender man or woman, right? And so that's the problem right there with this bill. And not to compare C-16 over C-10, which is very, very different from those two apart. But again, this is not a very good idea. And to me, in my opinion with C-16, when I've heard about that years ago, I do think that the owner of the place does have a choice to bring that person in or not too. And whether you believe that the landlord should bring these people in, but I do think it is a choice. The landlord is not going to just go ahead and bring anyone just because they are transgender. Because the reason that a landlord will let them rent that person a place because due to the background or due to their history. So that's the reason why. So you got, and that's what one of the things I think it is quite messed up with C-16 back then when it was passed around 2016 or 2017, I believe, around that time. So that was kind of one of the looniest bills I've ever heard of too. And now this right here is just so ludicrous. I think so, with C-10 in the works. Though I know there has been a couple of people in the legislature, and people some politicians in Canada are just not for this, unfortunately. I think the person in charge of this bill, one of the main people, are looking into it in the parliament. I believe that's what the government's in Canada. The one that is looking to pass this is pretty much the Liberal government, or yeah, the Liberal Party that's looking to pass this, just because they see that if there's a problem with the internet and there's a problem with what's been going on in these communities with the with these whole conspiracy theories communities, they feel that they have to act on something so that way there's no bad apples on the internet and people shouldn't be passing bad misinformation. Though I don't think not everything is bad information, and I think what they are trying to do is try to do good but for the wrong reasons. And that's where I see this, and that's where it comes down to, is that don't they know what they're trying to do? Simply. And also, first of all, Canada is not my country, And I will put it this way too. I'm just a U.S. citizen reporting on this too. And though I will never ever get into anyone's politics. Now, however, if I was Canadian, like I said, and if I saw this bill being passed up to right there too, I would go ahead and pay for a VPN so I can pass the free flow of information whenever I want to. So that's why I would want to have a VPN if anything were to happen. Again, this is something that almost every Canadian should think about, whatever it is you're doing. And again, there's been tons of government suppression of information, and people want to cut people from saying stuff that they wanted to say. And like, for instance, like I know that throughout this lockdown, if there was one thing I've noticed, and this is one of the most divisive thing I've ever seen, was that there's now been a 50-50 percentage. People are for lockdowns and people aren't. And this is one of the most extreme examples where, in fact, there was a woman that was going through in talking about this through a private message on Facebook. And when she was talking about things off with her friends privately about misinformation that she was sharing. And gosh, if I know what this was about, you know, I would love to. If I find the article, I'll put it down below, right? So, and also she's arrested for saying the incorrect things, right? And Australia's example is very, very extreme.
So what happened to this lady in Australia, and which actually I found the news for it, and this was posted back last year of September 2nd, 2020, which in the headline says, "Pregnant Australian mom arrested for Facebook post planning lockdown protests." And it is very extreme, where I think it is absolutely heinous. It's absolutely disgusting. I think for me, this is where it comes down to. Like, I would think a place like Australia would be, you have the right to protest and right to assemble, you know, and protest government. You know, now I kind of think about this now, I guess not really. And I look where these countries are turning into. So yeah, it's very, very terrible, which in details, which it says here in New York Post, it says a pregnant Australian mom was handcuffed and hauled away by cops in front of her children for planning a lockdown protest online, according to video footage and a report. Police arrest Zoe Butler, 28 years old, for incitement at her home near Melbourne after she created a Freedom Day protest event on Facebook and urged people to come, according to the Guardian. "I have no idea why you guys are doing this," said the pregnant mom. The distressed mother can be heard telling officers in a Facebook video live, "My two kids are here and I have an ultrasound in an hour and I'm happy to delete the posts." So that's what she said. And this is what I'm seeing with more countries like this, which the first world turning into police states. And it's not just what you speak outside of the computer, but inside messages, whether it's a Facebook post publicly or a private message. And by the way, any one of these surveillance organizations can read a private message as well. And this doesn't surprise me one bit what is going on. And people are trying to protest and open up again too. And especially with Australia has had one of the most strictest lockdowns I've ever seen. Like, I've had talk with people and they said that they praise this lockdown, and there's so many people that are in Australia are against this. So for me, I don't know who would want more extended lockdowns, which I think it's just insane. And first of all, where the cases are coming from is absolutely insane.
with this coronavirus, because where are they coming from? For one, to me, I do think that personally, that's just me, just my own two cents. I think they're just people that have just got tested with the PCR tests. And that's what I'm just seeing right there when I hear stories like this too, which I think it's entirely disgusting. So either way, back with Canada. And if the, and let's just say if there, if this similar bill comes to fruition and this goes along the waysides of Australia, then Canada in itself is just pretty screwed at this point too, if this comes to life. So I'm just saying right there too. And to me, that this is just my opinion, but those lockdowns doesn't represent any means of freedom. So, and for those praising it, I don't know about you, but nobody shouldn't be locked down for a very long time too. And I think it's truly disgusting. So I will have the link down below it in full context of the New York Post. Parts of it I've just read, so you guys can read the post. And the Canadian C-10 bill in full context, in full detail, in English and in French for all of you French readers out there too, listening. And with all that said, I'd like to thank everybody for taking time to listen to the podcast, episode 156. I hope this information was very informative. And if this is information you want to send this out there to anyone that needs to find out about C-10, please pass this along. That will be good for them to know. So with that said, Leon LeGray signing out. You have a great rest of the day wherever you are. Bye for now.